Hello, it's the 24th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A candlelit vigil will be held later today, memorialise a former Sandy resident and University of Bedfordshire student who was murdered in South East London. Sabrina Nezza was attacked while walking to a bar in Kidbrook Village, 5 minutes from her home in Lewisham. The body of the 28-year-old was found in Catter Park the next morning. Her cousin, Zubel Ahmed, described her as a beautiful soul and pleaded for justice. Miss Nezza was a teacher in Catford at Rushy Green Primary School. The vigil will take place this evening in Kidbrook, the evening of the 24th of September. Okado, the grocery delivery service, is expanding into Luton. They plan to occupy and mostly automate 3,460 square feet of warehouse space at Pantone Park by Junction 11A of the M1. Donna Samuels, a 59-year-old employee of the Royal Mail, stole packages worth almost £5,000. Testimony at Luton Crown Court yesterday revealed that Miss Samuels was previously of good character and that her husband's departure and subsequent economic hardship led to her behaviour. The remorseful mother of four was sentenced to 160 hours of unpaid work. Research conducted by holiday rental company Home2Go has found that Bedfordshire receives more sun per day than anywhere else in England, making it an ideal alternative location for staycations. That's all for this week. Enjoy the sunshine. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.